Topic 78. Ideas and Ideals. 1. It is in this realm of ideas that humanity is not a free agent. Once an idea becomes an ideal, humanity can freely reject or accept it, but ideas come from a higher source and are imposed upon the racial mind, whether men want them or not. Upon the use made of these ideas, which are in the nature of divine emanations, embodying the divine plan for planetary progress, will depend the rapidity of humanity's progress, or its retardation for lack of understanding. From the Destiny of Nations, page 8. 2. Though materialism is still rampant, there are few people who are not animated by certain definite idealistic aspirations for which they are ready, when needed, to make sacrifices. This is a relatively new phenomenon and one that should be carefully noted. Down the ages, great sons of God have ever been ready to die for an idea. Today, whole masses of men are equally ready and have done so, whether it is the idea of a superhuman state, empire, or nation, or some response to a major world need, or some potent adherence to some current ideology. This indicates phenomenal racial achievement and the pronounced success of the hierarchy to shift human attention into the world from whence ideas emerge and onto the higher and less material values. From the Destiny of Nations, pages 113 through 114. 3. Illusion for our purposes can be understood to signify the reaction of the undisciplined mind to the newly contacted world of ideas. This contact opens up from the moment a man has aligned himself and brought the lower nature into touch with the higher. Ideas come to us from the plane of the intuition. The soul illumines the plane of the mind and the plane of the intuition so that they stand revealed to each other, and their mutual relationship becomes then apparent. The mind of the man, which is slowly becoming the center of his consciousness and the major reality of his existence, becomes aware of this new and undiscovered world of ideas, and he seizes upon some idea or group of ideas and endeavors to make them his own. At first, with the majority of people, and especially with the average mystical type, the appreciation of ideas is vague and nebulous, and frequently is arrived at from a second-hand angle. The illumination, coming through the medium of the feebly established soul contact, seems to the unaccustomed neophyte to be of a supreme wonder and of vital moment. The ideas contacted appear to him of great marvel and superbly unusual and vitally needed by humanity. But the mind is still self-centered, the contact feeble, and the alignment uncertain. The ideas are, therefore, only dimly sensed. But the uniqueness of the experience in the realized content of the mind of the disciple leads him deep into the realm of illusion. The idea or ideas which he has contacted are, if he could realize, only a fragment of a far greater whole. That which he brings to their interpretation is inadequate. The idea which has emerged in his consciousness through the partial awakening of his intuition will be distorted in its descent to his brain consciousness in several ways. That which he brings to the materializing of the idea and to its transformation into a practical working scheme is as yet wholly unsuitable. The equipment does not suffice for accuracy. From Glamour, A World Problem, pages 54 through 55. 4. Illusion demonstrates in seven ways, usually. 1. Through wrong perception of an idea. The disciple cannot distinguish between an idea and an ideal, between an idea and a thought form, or between an intuitive or a mental concept. The cause is an untrained, unillumined mind. The cure is training in the technique of Raja Yoga. 2. Through wrong interpretation. The cause is an overestimation of one's mental powers. The sin par excellence of the mental type is pride, and that colors all activities in the early stages. The cure is the development of a cautious spirit. 3. Through wrong appropriation of ideas. Misappropriation of an idea is based upon the drama-making faculty and tendency of the personality to the self-assertion of the little self. These lead a man to appropriate an idea as his own, to credit himself with its formulation, and to give, therefore, undue importance to it, because he regards it as his. The cause is overestimation of personality and undue impress of personality reactions upon the sensed idea and upon all who attempt to contact the same idea. The cure is a steady attempt to decentralize the life from the personality and to center it in the soul. One point I would like to make clear at this point. Ideas very seldom come into the world consciousness and into the human mind direct from the intuitional levels. The stage of human development today does not yet permit this. They can come from the intuitional levels only when there is a very highly developed soul contact, a potent mind contact, a trained intelligence, a purified emotional body, and a good glandular equipment as the result of the above requirements. Ponder upon this thought. Most ideas, when of a very high order, are stepped down into the consciousness of the disciple by his master, and are imparted to him through mental telepathy. Again, certain great ideas are to be found existing as currents of energy upon the mental plane, and can there be contacted and forced into embodiment through the trained attention of disciples. These currents of mental energy, colored by a basic idea, are placed there by the hierarchy. When thus contacted and discovered, the neophyte is apt to regard his achievement in a personal way and attribute the idea to his own wisdom and power. 4. Through wrong direction of ideas. This is due to the fact that as yet the disciple does not see the picture as it is. His horizon is limited, his vision myopic. Its cause is a small and non-inclusive mind. Its cure is the training of the mind to be inclusive, well-stocked and well-developed from the angle of modern intelligence. 5. Through wrong integration of an idea. Every disciple has a life plan and some chosen field of service. If he has not such a field, he is not a disciple. All ideas sensed and contacted need not necessarily be ideas with which every disciple should work. This the disciple does not always realize. He therefore seizes upon the idea and attempts to integrate it into his plans and tries to work with energies for which he is not temperamentally suited. He imposes an energy current upon his mental body with which he cannot cope, and disaster follows. Its cause is selfish grasping for the little self, even if this is unrealized, and the disciple is glamored by the idea of his own selfless interest. Its cure is a humble spirit. 6. Through wrong embodiment of ideas. This refers primarily to the difficulties encountered by those developed souls who do touch the world of the intuition. The idea is contacted, but is wrongly clothed in mental matter, and therefore wrongly started on its way to materialization. The cause is lack of esoteric training in creative activity. Its cure is the application of fifth ray methods, which are the methods of the mental plane. 7. Through wrong application of ideas. How often does this form of illusion descend upon a disciple? He contacts an idea intuitively and also intelligently and misapplies it. From Glamour, A World Problem, pages 57 through 64. 5. Thus thoughts play their part, and the problem of ideas will be increasingly understood until the time may come when we shall have our trained intuitives and thinkers who will be able to work directly in the world of concepts and bring through, for the use of the race, the pattern ideas upon which to build. In saying this, I realize that I may be accused of romancing and of communicating the impossible, but time will demonstrate the truth of that which I predict. From Education in the New Age, page 115. See also Discipleship in the New Age, volume 2, pages 280 through 281.